Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with a new friend, soon to not be a new friend. Stephen Perrin is here. He's business development executive with IBM, the co-author of My Cognitive Automobile Life. It's all about the digital divorce that we're going to be making from the automobile as it mooshes up and merges and commingles and conflates itself with the personal assistant and the Internet of Things and boy howdy, will things be different in 10 years, right, Stephen?
Yeah, they certainly will.
So I want to talk about something that's akin to the work that I've been doing, and it's what my next book is all about, and that is the ethical part of all of this, and it's interesting that you want to talk about automobiles. So I was talking to a guy last week about my new book, and I'd given a speech on the difference between analog ethics, where we've been, and digital ethics, where we're going, and how we were going to have to make some changes. We're going to have to learn how to make our ethics work in the digital age. And he came up to me and said, oh, I'm not worried about that. I think our old ethics will be just fine. We won't have to worry about any ethical issues in the digital age. I said, well, let me ask you a question. I'm an ethical driver. Are you an ethical driver? He said, yeah. I said, so when we're driving, we're coming together on the highway, you know you believe I'm going to be ethical and stay on my side, and you are too, right? He said, yeah. I said, well, what if the car coming at you is autonomous? How would you like to know about what kind of ethics that car has? He said, I hadn't thought about that. What do you think?
Yeah, that's certainly one area. You know, it came up in healthcare, and it's coming up as more people talk about autonomous. I mean, now the car and, you know, the AI is going to decide what lane you stay in, which car is more important. Is it the ball that, you know, came out in front of the car or the child? You know, something has to decide, right? Some of
right.
it clearly by chance.
And Kathy O'Neill, in her book, Weapons of Mass Destruction, said computers struggle mightily with concepts, and ethics is a concept.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, and at some point, I mean, you see a lot of this competition right now around autonomous and purchase of the market and all that. But I mean, just like airplanes, at some point, it's going to become highly regulated, and everybody will have to have the same system. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you can't say mine is better than yours.
Right.
Wait a second. Right. This gets the ethical decisions have to be the same.
Or if you're driving a Google car and you just happen to be one of Google's best customers, you don't get a better place on the road. You know, we can't have stuff like that. That's or if you're a Republican, you shouldn't be in, they shouldn't give you a slower car because they like Democrats or vice versa, right? I mean, we're laughing about it, but it's happening already. It's happening right now, in a different way. Not in vehicles, but in other kinds of lanes that people are moving in.
Yeah, and it even you know, gets to the digital side of things. I mean, people accepted and started to understand over time what information Google and others gains through the internet. Now with these personal assistants in vehicles and all these, people are going to have to understand this new way and all the additional data that they're getting about you and what they're doing with it. And like digital divorce, you can't just move it from one to the other. It's gone. I mean,
that's right.
You know, you leave Surrey, it's gone. They have it. Now you want to, you know, be Samsung. Great. You know, it's not your contact moving over, right? So it's a lot different. It's a lot.
Two of the things that I try to remind people about the ethical situation is, number one, anytime you're asked to allow any other organization access to you, which includes just going online and requesting a page on a website, you become the product at that moment. And so you need to make sure you're comfortable with that, number one. And number two, in terms of what you do yourself, Just because you can doesn't mean that you should. That's my my first digital ethics thought that I try to help people understand, have so they can just make decisions. Just because I can doesn't mean that I should. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah, you know, it's in traveling around Europe and living abroad, not Europe, in Asia, over the years, and now living abroad and coming home. I mean, I accepted and understood what Google was doing with my information, right? Because I love their tool. Google
right.
Maps was everything to me. So I accepted and learned and understood what it was doing, but what they gave me in return was just incredibly valuable. Training schedules, where's the restaurant, where's
and
the
that,
place?
But at some point in time, we're going to have to decide if it's, you know, if it's worth all that. Hey, Stephen, I got to go. Come back soon. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.